Father Cain and Guardian Angels Parish have been helping seminarians prepare to become priests for a number of time, hosting them as parish interns. One of them is sitting right behind me, Deacon Christian. When I was going on my internship year, I was sent to Coldwater, Ohio, which is one of the farthest parishes in the Archdiocese, a small farming community, but about 95% Catholic. And for us, me being a city boy, this was quite an experience. I learned how to drive a combine tractor. I baled hay with the parishioners. And one thing I've always wanted to do and was able to do right there was learn how to milk a cow. You know, one of this kind of stuff. Cal didn't like it. She's more used to having the machinery, but she was able to cooperate with me, and I didn't bother her too much. The dairy farmers that allowed me to come out there became very close and dear friends of mine. And when there was times in the parish when I felt low or discouraged or wondered, well, should I go on to be a priest, I would call the dairy farmers and say, could I come out to your barn? There was a sense of peace there for me. So they would say, sure, come on out, a little surprised. And then they would always admonish me with, be careful where you walk, David. You get the point? Okay. So I would go out to the barn. It was very quiet and peaceful there. The quietness was only broken by the lowing of the cows. The smell of the barn was very strong. And in some ways, however, I thought of Christmas. And I think that's what it probably gave me, that sense of peace. That it was in such a setting that the second person of the Holy Trinity was born. In the smell and the mess of the stable floor, surrounded by animals, our God came to earth and took flesh and made his dwelling among us. Venerable Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen once said that Bethlehem was the meeting place between heaven and earth, where God and man looked at each other in the face and smiled. We are reminded on this evening that God sent his Son to save us. It was by our own will that we chose to break away from God through our sinful actions, but God never wanted us to be left alone. And so he sent us his Son to save us and to restore us, that by his word and example, we could follow him where he would reunite us with the Father and we can enjoy eternity with him forever. God sent his Son into the world, into a stable, into humankind, not when humanity had all their act together or everything was nice and pretty and smelled sweet, but it was in the mess of the world, and we were brought down by sin. When we felt lost, that was the exact time God sent us his Son to show us the way. And only in a difference in appearance, but at communion time, we, like Mary and Joseph, will hold Jesus in our hands. And it is in the midst of our own struggles, our own disappointments, in the mess of our lives, in the frustrations that we have, in the sinfulness that we still are caught up in, Jesus still wants to come into our lives and be a part of us and to show us the way to the Father so that all these things will not drag us down, but that by his love and mercy, he will lift us up and restore us to right relationship. Back in June, I had the privilege of going to the Holy Land, and with my seminarians, we were able to go into the cave where our Lord was born and venerate that sacred spot where the Word became flesh. And I was able to offer Mass close by. And then we drove out to the field where the shepherds were, where the angels sang the first Christmas hymn to them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill." My heart is there in Bethlehem, as my heart is here with all of you. Amidst the decorations that we will see in our homes this evening, the presents exchanged with those whom we love, food and drink shared with laughter and joy, we are reminded of the manger scene in our homes and in our church. There, a man and a woman and a baby lying in a manger, surrounded by animals, shepherds, and kings. In the mess of the stable, our God came to dwell. It was into this world that our Lord entrusted to himself, and we still wait for him to come each day to us, to restore us and to raise us up to new life in him, and to give us a sense that even in the mess of our lives, our God loves us and is close by us.